Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Consciousness Shift with Gwen Berry. I'm Gwen Berry. I'm the blender at Daughters of Isis, and I'm in South Florida. And my co-host is Nicole Tomasini in New York City. Hi, Nick. How are you tonight?
I am well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. We skipped last week's show, and so we're back anew, and tonight we're going to talk about some of the cosmic influences that are going on out there. What, just, you and I spoke earlier today, and I don't know if the whole world's having as busy a time as we all say. I don't know. The amplification of those cosmic influences. But just in a short sort of nutshell, you went away and you had sort of a stop-go trip. Successful, but stop-go, trouble.
Yeah, crazy, bizarre car trouble. When your car flashes the message, stop safely now. I mean, it does sound like a message from spirit, doesn't it? You're like,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What could this be telling my driver here? I mean, I'm a passenger, so we're in it together. But, you know, it happened a few times, but we kept going. And with the story, I just kept thinking of how many ways this could have gone far, far worse. I mean, the car could have caught on fire. We could have been standing on the side of the road for hours in the torrential rainstorm. I mean, there's so many ways that could have gone worse that really, when you think about it, it really was no big deal. I mean, it just took us 5 hours. But whatever, you know, we had each other. So it was an interesting lesson.
And of course, it's just life and what happens. It's not a big thing that people might have car trouble, and it's just an aggravation and all that. But when you're paying attention to all of the, I say cosmic, but I mean solar, planetary, and lunar influences, most assuredly, but, you know, the constellations have something to say about it, cardinal or fixed signs of energy that stand above the solar influences. All of this information that I'm talking with, the astrological phenomenon that's going on, I think it's important to keep up with, because it can help to explain for folks who are working with energy and people who are doing healing work and anything along that line. I mean, acupuncturists, massage therapists, healers of any kind, especially stone crystal healers, psychics, astrologers. I mean, anyone who's working with the unseen or unknown to bring it into the known to make a healing. Right now, those cosmic energies are something that can give us a roadmap on how to walk with it, how to hold yourself, what energy to ignore, like huge irritation, a flare-up of anger, and then going down and thinking, okay, it's body chemistry, but it seems a little freaky. That astrological roadmap can be very instructive, it can be helpful, and it can also give us the signs of where opportunities lie, sometimes badly covered in, you know, like you're having car trouble on the road, and this is something that's, you know, a crossing sign, if you will, of negative influence. And yet, while you're having, and I'm just putting this out there, while you're having the road trouble, somebody who comes to help you out, as someone you meet, the relationship develops further, and this is the person who had the plans you needed to build some kind of cabinet. You know, I mean, fortuitous in the unfortuitous. In other words, there's always both available to us. And if we're paying attention to the astrological influences or that roadmap of cosmic instruction right now, did I just say cosmic instruction?
Yeah, that was good.
Is that good? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've been paying attention a whole lot. I mean, for 20 years, I've paid attention at certain times so that I could harvest a plant or work with a certain energy. But more and more, I pay attention to a whole group. Do you do that? Do you pay attention to a whole different group of astrologers? Because it's so easy now to tap into this information with social networks, so prevalent. I mean, you go on to Facebook and you can find these really wonderful astrologers giving you all sorts of detailed information.
Yeah, and I like the cross-reference between them and see, you know, sometimes they're all sprouting the exact same thing, and then sometimes it's the same thing from different angles. So either way, you definitely get a full visual of it. And I find with these things, you know, Mercury retrograde is one of those that we have three, sometimes four chances a year for 3 weeks to figure out how that energy works and how do we work with it. And so especially when a Mercury retrograde comes around, but you can do it with anything that's happening, eclipses, anything. When you know what's going on, then when things show up, you don't have to ask yourself quite so many questions. You can say, all right, you know, my computer is just having all these troubles. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? What's the date? Oh, wait, we're in Mercury retrograde. Okay, so let me just prepare myself. This may happen, and it may happen all week, and it might be a little nuts, but at least I have, like, a heads up. And then you can coast a little bit easier because you're more aware. You have more knowledge of what's up and what's possible.
That's quite true. Knowledge is power. It really is. I would love to give some plugs to some of the best stuff that I read out there. I don't know if you read the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. I've mentioned them before. They have their own BTR show and a website. They're just a wonderful group of astrologers based in Australia, down under. And they put out, and all these really great astrologers post on their posting page, which is like the Cosmic Intelligence Agency as, it's a group. It's a group page. And then they have a page of their own, both on Facebook. And the people in their group are all astrologers, and many astrologers that I've seen published. Like, I've seen two astrologers there posted that I've seen published in, like, the Mountain Astrologer, which is an ages-old, you know, publication, Astrologers magazine that has deep credentials, you know. Because we have astrologers, and then we have folks like myself who work with the information but don't exactly know how to, you know, navigate the planets and the stars with relationships the way that the all of these different really fine astrologers do. And all this information is easily accessible if we're looking in the right places online these days. So it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer that you go out and you look for this information.
It's like looking at the weather. You know, it's the cosmic weather. Like, what's going on out there?
It's exactly what it is. And when we know what the cosmic weather is, then we can better prepare, as you said. And I'm going to mention later, we'll talk about some of the tools you can use to help you through difficult influences, harsher influences, and also to take advantage of the many opportunities, the brighter aspects and brighter influences are capable of allowing us to take advantage of. And you know, we got Tricia in the chat, and I'd like to say to Trish, this weekend is another opposition again to that Black Moon Lilith, or Dark Moon Lilith aspect. And it's a big time Saturn opposition there that's going on. And what that means is that Black Moon Lilith is will absolutely in this aspect, what I'm understanding from listening to both Tom Lesher and his Kaipacha Pele report, and also reading many things that have been posted within Cosmic Intelligence, and including looking over at Flash Silvermoon's Astro Flash, used to get Barbara Clow, but she doesn't do it anymore. We're finding out, though, with the Black Moon Lilith aspect, and Saturn, and also Jupiter, and it's better just to say, okay, this is what's going on. These are the influences, instead of giving out astrological, you know, bodies that people might not, you know, catch the, you know, the understand, yeah, the meaning of. Thank you. This weekend is about dark feminine energy wanting to break free from being repressed for any amount of time. So let's put it this way. If you're carrying any sorts of, I would think, emotional energy that has been needing to find a projective or outlet, you know, in other words, it's time to dump the garbage, emotional garbage, and the aspects, the lunar aspects, from outer planets to the inner lunar beacon, our own moon, are pushing us now into, you know, just cleaning house that way emotionally, so that I would imagine we can make room for better, deeper, cleaner, you know, more fantastic emotional experiences. Because when we're carrying, you know, stuff we should have dumped, and we all know this, when we don't let go of the past, we don't enjoy the present.
Yeah. Well, oh my goodness, that is amazing. Because the past couple of days, I was doing creative, you know, music and making a video, so also acting, and that's exactly what I was doing with myself. Was certain things that I'm done with being annoying. Like, I annoy myself with asking myself too many questions, or like feeling like I need to do it this way because that's going to look prettiest, or that's what I know is what it's supposed to look like. And all those things are like, they're traps to be solved. It never feels like you really put your performance out there like you wanted it. So I was like, well, here we go. And so I did it, and I can't say that I didn't ask myself a million questions, that it definitely wasn't easy, but I was glad that I was in this opportunity to cleanse these things. And it's amazing when we watch the footage afterwards, it's like it was so much more was going on in my head, and I thought was translating onto film, and it really wasn't. It looked perfectly calm and just exactly what it needed to be. Like, so that makes a
happy
lot of sense.
Okay. So, yes, and this weekend, apparently, there's that pressure on. There has been since... for 4 years, we're going through an amazing square of Uranus opposing Pluto. And that square gets into a T-square, or opposition energy point, triggered by our moon. And with this Black Moon Lilith and our own moon triggering these aspects. It is a this transit here is it's going to trigger. You know, it's going to trigger us. In many ways, people will want to just go to sleep and say, forget about it. You know, it can become depressing because you're re-guessing yourself or thinking about the past and trying to release things. But the opportunity here is just what you explained. Let it go. And you can be very creative doing it, you know.
It is. It has to be. I realize when you think about letting it go, you think it's just, okay, well, I let it go, so it's just, But it's really not that. If you let go enough so that whatever it is that you're doing, even just a little bit, comes forward a little bit more than before. And that translates as a lot. I mean, having the film, like the actual film to have as a reference for me was great to see how it changes. But I think in any situation, if you do that, you'll see immediately that the situation is different than you thought when you were having all these other thoughts and emotions going on before you put the bag down and took the trash out.
Okay, yeah. I'm hearing you a little garbled. Can you redefine your...
There
you are. And also, the transits that are going on this latter part of the week, in this weekend, are most effective on the cardinal signs, which includes people who are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So, yeah, you are defining it very well because you're feeling maybe a little bit closer than others are.
Interesting.
I would like to share with folks out there this wonderful resource for things that are going on right now from the perspective of a light worker and someone who's looking to actively, like most of us are, shift the paradigm of thought. Did I just say paradigm?
Yeah.
Well, we got us a paradigm out. I'm going to channel Will Rogers. Anyways, so we have this wonderful blog, and there's two of them now, written by a lady author named Denise LaFay. And the first one was called Transitions. There's a lot of wonderful information for people who are sensitive to the shifts in energy and what's happening right now, because she gives a lot of astrological information, but she also has been documenting channeled information from other people that she finds are credible and resourceful, and sharing, it's a community hub almost of sharing light worker and light-minded, enlightened people's energy, you know, information. So the new one that Denise LaFay had, that the old one was called Transitions. The new one is called High Heart Life. And these are both online. They're at WordPress.com. So it's highheartlife.wordpress.com and it's transitions.wordpress.com. Both places have information to offer that's just absolutely wonderful. That's a resource to, you know, go over and look at and take advantage of. I would remind everybody that the full moon that's coming up is going to be in a lunar eclipse. You notice how we've been getting the eclipses once or twice every year for the last, I don't know. Has it been the last 10, 15, 20 years? And this is unusual. This is an unusual phenomenon, and every astrologer will tell you, well, you know, you're passing out of one eon into another or age into another, and this is a biggie. It's one great year into another great year. The information that you can glean while these kinds of transits and astrological phenomena are going on is pretty cool. You can tap in, like the pyramids were not built as, oh, for crying out loud. I do apologize about the racket in the background. Good Lord.
I can hear a thing.
Good. Good to know. The pyramids were not built as tombs. They were built as meditation chambers for Pharaoh and for the Heliopolitan priests or astrologers of the day, to align them with certain star systems, Sirius being one of them, notably the Great Pyramid of Chaos. These are tools to help us take advantage of the warp and the woof, the wagging of influences and cosmic energies that are currently going on. So there's just loads of ways to want, but the biggest way is to first have your information. Be aware of what is going on. Did I lose you, Nick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want to tell a little bit about what?
There's a lunar eclipse on the full moon, which is on October 18th this month in Aries. Now I do want to share a little bit of what Denise LaFay said. She read that she couldn't even remember. At the end of May, a lot of trying experiences sort of evaporated, and things got into a more, you know, positive feel. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of summer, till the end of summer, things were a bit more difficult again. I had a difficult July and June. Did you? Do you remember what your summer was like?
July was pretty rough. Like very, it felt like start and go, but when you go, like you didn't really seem like you were going anywhere. track, the long way, you know?
Yeah, it's that old phenomenon of two steps forward or three steps forward, yeah. One step back or two steps back. Yeah, I understand that one. So along with getting the information that's best out there. And also I was going to mention Tom Lesher. We've had him on the show. He does the Kaipacha. He does the Pele Report, and you can find that online. If you go over to YouTube and you type in Tom Lesher, L-E-C-H-E-R, you'll find his Pele Reports every week, and he does a detailed video, and we're going to play some of his latest because the information is kind of important. But, Denise LaFay gives us lots of information, and she pays particularly attention. As a, you know, her bestseller was A Lightworker's Mission, and she had a lot of insights to pour out about how a paradigm shift and ascension and the rest of the turn that is going on right now would happen, especially the fact that we're not powerless and we're not here to fulfill an agenda for anyone else but really ourselves. This is, yes, a group consciousness and we are all working to recreate a wonderful form of community in local sustainability and being connected all over the planet. We're getting there, though, aren't we? I mean, when you look at things, we are getting there, but at the same time, we're experiencing regression. Regret is regression into, you know, that there's that hunka-hunka commerce is the money commerce thing is all supported by this absolutely crazy, insane production of war. And so we've got that destroying the planet on one side, and on the other side, we have this beautiful shifting of consciousness that is going on anyway. This is happening anyhow. This is good stuff. It's happening anyhow. And some of the very important messages are that we're not powerless and we're not here to fulfill somebody else's agenda, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's the point right now, isn't it? And I think that this kind of a contrast between the world, the collective Earth consciousness coming together like we are, and all of the things that we've already done also makes sense why the others are doing what they're doing. You know, it's with the light, there's always more truth. So then you see everything that's happening. So, you know,
well,
it's got to come out that way.
And people are going through processes. I mean, there are a lot of folks out there, and I'm reaching out to the lightworking community in these moments. There are a lot of people that have been going through symptoms out there, from tinnitus, ringing in the ears, to waves of nausea and dizziness, and all kinds of also physical phenomenon that they've had to go through that seem to pop up out of nowhere, and then it's just as quickly either cured or it's, you know, basically, I'd like to read something from a comment that was shared on one of on shift symptoms into this new age. And I'm going to quote here, this may or may not be exactly on topic, but I have to share, and I wanted to share on the new blog. This is over at Denise LaFay's blog. This is about this shifting in these physical phenomena. She says that the experience is absolutely new for her. She woke last night and her entire body was shaking, electrified like never before. And people have been experiencing, and this is me talking now, people have experienced these kinds of symptoms, especially at nighttime at sleep time, for years now. So back to quoting this lady. I've experienced what feels like electricity running through my body for years, but generally it would be in a specific area and noticeable, but subtle, very subtle at the same time. I often wonder, and this is Gwen speaking again, I often wonder because I'm pretty Missourian. I like to think that I want to know that everything is a genuine phenomenon. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I look for, you know, all of the ground before I go into, okay, that was an event. That was a phenomenon. That was a spooky moment type of thing. Looking for that, she says that her entire body was shaking like crazy. It wouldn't let go for about an hour. And it was that her cat reacted to her at the same time. And she doesn't come out of sleep like that. And she noticed what was going on at the same time. These phenomena, these events late at night, people are experiencing them. And then all of a sudden, when this all began, I thought it was pretty odd that all of a sudden we had this outpour and we still got more new pharmacology coming onto the market, you know, restless leg syndrome and all of these other, which doctors are tying to conditions, medical conditions that include everything from hypertension to diabetes to, you know, just all kinds of, it seems really kind of laissez-faire diagnosing. Did I just say that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I did. The point is that people began, I think people were experiencing this, and instead of having it as part of the, the ascension process, if you will, there were many people experiencing this kind of thing who started to flood into their doctor's offices. So I think humanity, and this is my comment on it, that humanity overall is going through new symptoms of physical phenomenon in group. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And the lightworking community is saying it's not this laissez-faire diagnosing of, you know, hypertension or, you know, restless leg syndrome, and there's a couple other new things they've come up with. You follow? I know you were going to say something.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's ever just that. And especially with these things if you're doing the light work, and even if you're not, even if you have no idea what these things are, to look at anything that happens to your body in a metaphysical way and see what it's telling you, like restless leg, your legs are about moving forward and
right.
And,
do your stability. Do your Louise Hay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I absolutely agree. I also. The fact that for the last 40, 50 years, the medical community has prescribed mood-altering, enhancing drugs for people to get them to conform to society. I'm talking about Prozac. I'm talking about all these antidepressants that are now so infused in our water table.
And Trisha told me about that, with the fact that our water, especially in big cities like New York City, has so much Prozac in it because everyone's either flushing them down the toilet or peeing them out, and there's like really no way to filter that. So between on Spirit Therapy on Monday, we were talking about developing psychic abilities, and we were looking for different information. And we came across one tidbit that fluoride calcifies your pineal gland, which can strongly inhibit your psychic abilities and receptors. So I was like, wow, and there's so much fluoride in our water and the Prozac. And I'll add one more thing that, my water filter wasn't working, so I started to drink tap water for the last few weeks. And once I read that about the pineal gland, I knew something was different, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And again, you know, if it's the planets or if it's just something you're going through, and I think that's it, I could feel the difference. Something was going on. So
you can also remember that connective light energy exercises on the brain in the evening as you're laying in bed before you go to sleep. Remember to say your prayers, and part of your prayers should be that, okay, I'm going to white light my left and my right brain and connect it up. I'm going to run light through all those synapses and bring them together, and I'm going to put that blue-white light onto my pineal gland, and I'm going to activate it. These are basic exercises that for the last 20 years we've all supposed to been doing in order to kick on to kick these to, you know, turn the car over. You know, it's like you're flooding the engine when you're getting this bad water and stuff. And you know that there are systems now for water that makes such what they call, like, I can't remember. My sister always knows the folks who are the Amway folks of the metaphysical world. And they've got these new systems of filtration that are built from, like, brushed titanium and very highly polished steel on the outside of them, probably just a carbon filter. And I don't know, I shouldn't say that. It's really nice tasting water, but the filtration system costs like $5,000, and they sell bottles. And when I say bottles of it, I mean like Voss size bottles in plastic, mind you, in plastic. They put this precious water, which we know plastic, I've always known plastic is bad for water. It depends on the plastic, but you know, the water bottle plastic is the worst. and they sell these bottles for like, you know, $20 for a bottle, or 15 or 10, whatever they can get off it. It's like, oh my God. And I'm supposed to be selling snake oil. You know, I mean, you have to use your common sense. And here's the one thing, what I'm really saying, because a lot of these filtration systems are absolutely wonderful, but to go greedy about it is the exact wrong paradigm, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what we're trying to shift here, because greed is the grease of the war engine, you know what I mean? Anybody who's out there, you know, saying, okay, well, I've got the most beautiful, spectacular water in the world. I work with water all the time. I filter mine, and then I charge it, and I use whatever light energy I'm instructed by spirit to use at the time when I'm making flower essences and working with charged water or creating my misters. And I never forget Mr. Emoto's or Dr. Emoto's experiments with water, and how he just taped the words thank you to a bottle of water and left it out overnight, and how the crystal structure of that water shifted completely.
Mm-hmm.
And
became
become something pristine and absolutely beautiful, and you're drinking a bottle of thank you. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. And I've done it. And I've drank bottles of gratitude. Now, people have, and I did too, worked with clear glass and filtered water and put it out with intentions for prosperity and abundance, and put that, you know, dollar sign on both sides of it. And I don't have a fractionizing microscope that will take a picture of the crystalline structure of that water. But I got the feeling after a while of sipping that water that it was like nanner, nanner, boo-boo water. It was like, you know, this is what greed and want feel like. You know, it can be harsh energy, whereas that energy, strong, thumping, harsh, nanner, nanner energy can fill you with perhaps ambition and drive to go out and work and do this or that. On the other hand, there's that beautiful bottle of thank you, or that extraordinary phenomenon in drinking a water that's been charged with I'm grateful. And people want to feel that. People want to be around that. So when you're thinking of abundance, you have to think about it in the way that you really want to bring it to. You want to go out there and sell $15 bottles of water or something fine and dandy, so you get that, you know, dollar sign bottle and charge it with that. Or do you want to create community and share and attract, you know, the right abundance or flow that you're going to grow and expand with? You follow where I'm going here. Now I'm lecturing, for crying out loud. That's not what I mean to do. I just mean to point out that there's ways and there's ways.
Mm.
Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the things that is one of the most powerful tools that we have right now is what we think about with the things that we do every day, and water being such a conductor, it's the perfect thing. Like when you said, I'm drinking a glass of thank you, you can do that with anything you can think of and a glass of water because it takes the entire message and the fact that we really have no idea what water truly really is. I mean, it really is like the substance of the universe of divine.
It's chemistry is elastic and it responds. There is a consciousness to water, an elemental consciousness that awakens and thrives with your energy infusing directly to it. Dr. Emoto showed us this. He asked a group of, this was in the What the Bleep movie, about him asking a group of Tibetan monks to come out to a dam in Japan that was just brackish and polluted and gone over almost. And he had them pray over it for an afternoon. And within a week, it became clear and thriving and beginning to renew itself. And, of course, the monks come back and do it every week. And it continues to thrive. And, of course, they looked at the reasons for it and tried to fix it. But you follow where I'm going here. If we have water that has been polluted by Prozac, and you say, well, that's chemicals. How are you going to shift that chemistry with intention and light? Mm-hmm. You know? Put it.
And I think of all the people that are taking Prozac, and I feel that, you know, I send love and light to them so that we can all chill out and leave the Prozac, you know, in the pill.
Yeah. Well, let's put those kind of chemicals aside, you know.
Exactly.
I think that a lot of allopathic healthcare is absolutely fabulous. It heals us. I think surgeons are extraordinary what they can do. I see what my sister has done to study for her acupuncture degree and her Chinese herbal medicine degree, and she knows the entire human anatomy. Do you know what kind of focus and retention and study that takes after 50? Of course, she started in her 40s, but you know what I'm saying. People, allopathic healthcare is extraordinary, and it's there for us. When it's used properly, like anything else, you know, I'm sure there's folks, but when you begin to work with water and energy, the abusive kind of turns up real quick, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We have a caller.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to take a caller. Hello, 619. Are you just listening or did you call in?
Listening.
Okay, listening. I'll mute you then. Okay. Well, that's nice.
Welcome.
That's nice. I know there are people who have to call in to listen to the show, and we're appreciative. Blog Talk Radio is getting a little more straightened out than it was oh my God, the summer was just a challenge. Good grief. Dropping calls, not letting us in. Okay. So I have a little something here. I found just a broad overview right now. It's the moon moving into practical and ambitious Capricorn right now and in the early hours. And it continues moving through the sign of Capricorn through early Sunday morning. Okay.
And it's a very productive feel, so we should all be able to get things done, especially attending to the parts in your life that make you feel useful and on a path towards your goals. That's always good work. It's a good time for creating structure in your business or making improvements in your home or even working out in the environment. So this is constructive energy coming up on us this weekend. And the connection with the closing Pluto-Uranus square later today, while we're experiencing that right now, will have us questioning what we really need, what we can put aside, and also help us get closer, hone things closer in our lives towards reaching our goals. Now, that is astrologer Sarah Gilbert. She is contributing that information. And that's just more stuff that I find online through our social networks. So
that sounds great. That sounds like really good. Especially with the weather going back and forth, even though it's done it all year, it's nice to have these grounding times astrologically that we all know those days that we don't really know why, but sometimes we're just way more productive and way more focused and things are easier. And, you know, it's us working in concert with everything that's going on around us. But that's good news. I like those.
Well, and keep in mind there is that overall background influence of dumping the emotional baggage of the past, too.
Mm.
So pursuing, you know, and I heard the same thing from Tom Lesher, Kaipacha, pushing through this dark moon Lilith corridor and getting all of the past, the issues come up, face them, transmute them, get on with life. And these are the kinds of other aspects that are there for us to help us get through that. So,
and that's the work that you can do. I mean, that's one of the most important works that you can do for yourself is to let that baggage go and make more free space in your head so that everything is easier. I realize every time I let anything go, something that I don't even like when I do it, you know, too many questions or second guessing or whatever those voices are. And once you let them go and you realize you haven't seen them for a while, you're like, oh my goodness, there is so much more space here. Why don't I do that with everything? But I think you have to go one at a time. And so, but when you can have a good focus weekend, that's a great time. Because you go, I don't need this. Why am I carrying this? And then you just put it down. That's the end.
It really is true. It really is true. Some of the tools that we can work with to help us with guidance is, from my perspective, are the sensual tools that you can imply. Apply, working with essential oils and with flower essences. You work from above and below at the same time, with the astrological, the astrological influences that are going on, especially with Saturn. I have a blend in my solars called Saturnian Focus that will assist greatly and these kinds of energies in the next month. And you can find them on my website at daughtersofisis.com. But you can also work with other people's essences. And if you Google it out there, you'll find beautiful tools among flower essences. Now, these are vibrational applications. And they subtly enhance your, you know what they really do? They awaken you to a deeper consciousness and the effect of what is going on around you so that you can wake up and remember things that you have forgotten so that you can tap into energy surrounding you. Flower essences and vibrational applications are wonderful tools to work with, especially
pardon me, especially as we transit through into this new age, through this paradigm shift, and with all this incredible emotion going on around us. There's huge amounts of energy swinging around us, through us, on so many levels of our own atmosphere. I mean, half the world is wondering whether or not the United States right now is going to go bankrupt on them, you know? To tell me there isn't some stress out there on that one, you know? There's all of this going on. And when you have all of these, I don't think the world has ever been such a hopping place. Make sense?
Yeah.
And if all else fails, to remember that the box flower remedies offer what is called a rescue remedy, which is a metaphysical, spiritual, and physical allopathic cure for panic that will help you to stave off panic and to deal with any kind of crisis in the moment, or just the feeling of anxiety, that overall pall that sometimes gets and drags at us, depression. There is Bach Flower Remedies, you know, the formula of rescue remedy, and over at daughtersofisis.com, you'll find the sweetgrass essence is our rescue remedy. Both are excellent helpers. I always like to let people know that you can find, you know, these tools, just so many wonderful ones to work with online.
I've been using the green cedar lately, and I find it's very grounding to the earth. Like, it's grounding on a whole nother level, like grandfather tree kind of.
Yes. There's clarity of thought and breath in the scent of cedar leaf. Yeah. It reminds me of eagles.
Interesting.
Well, when I was in the Northwest, or the West, outside of Monument Valley in Canyon de Chelly, and we were going through New Mexico, and there's all these tall cedar trees. I mean, whew, cedar trees, babe, with honking big trunks, and about 20 feet up, then they begin the tree part. I'm talking cedar trees. And there's eagles flying in and out of them, and it's like, wow. It's like being at the beach, and you know how seagulls go, you know. There's not that many eagles, but it feels like that because you'll see like seven at one time flying around. You know, it's like, whoa. So I think the scent of green cedar makes me, it aligns me with eagle. An eagle is always considered in any culture, including the United States. I mean, this is our emblem, right? A higher thought, right? That's very cool. That's very cool. And the scents, especially just essential oil scents like white sage for its cleansing and purification capacity, you know, it's a beautiful application. Of course, dragon's blood will cleanse the negativity and leave a very nice positive energy behind. So there's something to be said for the blends too.
Nice. Yeah.
We're up there at the top of the hour. How do you work with, I think it'd be nice to sort of finish off with giving folks an idea of how to choose a crystal or a stone right now with the energy that we're facing through this week. What would you choose? What are you going to work with? What's next to you?
Interesting. Well, I always wanted to remember and learn like which crystals and which stones and to work with, and the information is in there somewhere, but I go definitely with just the feeling and the color of what I'm looking to do. So, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is like a purple amethyst. But really, when I think about this weekend and everything we've talked about the elements, like I'm seeing like an orange, stone. And why? Because I think the orange, gold, brown, and plus going into fall, and there's like a crispness to it, and then also very relaxing and calming, and sort of like a bright ocean.
Sort of like a baked amethyst citrine, or citrine, actual citrine, or what is carnelian, is a wonderfully beautiful orange stone too. And oh my God, the jewel quality of zincite crystals, the orange zincite.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Myself, I'm going to keep my I have a beautiful little obsidian ball that is hawk's eye. It has a gold swirl in it. They call it hawk's eye. One is dragon's eye, that's silver, and the other is hawk's eye. Hawk's eye. When it's gold.
I got that right, didn't I? Okay, paradigm. You got it. Paradigm. All right.
So, jeez, I come on to do my comedy efforts too. So anyway,
and I would say really for this weekend and beyond, the greatest tool that I've found is a sense of humor. Because
you gotta keep that. That's the best. Laughter is the best medicine. I gotta agree.
You know, I mean, when you can laugh at not only what's happening, you know, your own reaction to it, you know, certain thoughts that you have, like, you know, instead of, oh, you know, why can't I get this right, or I'm such a schmuck, you know, or any thoughts like that, when you do anything you do that you might think something like that, and just, you know, laugh at yourself. Like, I am hilarious. Look at that. I can't even hold a cup in my hand. That is comedy right there. Like, look at you, you know. So anything
it is,
that
it
can
is
keep
good,
you in that spirit.
It's a great idea. The other thing that always, because we're trying to ground it so much, and most of us really come to it easily if we allow it, and that's kindness. Kindness.
Yeah.
We really don't think enough out loud about it. We certainly do think about it in so much of what we filter through our brains emotionally. Kindness is behind so much of it. But kindness, especially when we're getting ready to welcome our ancestors coming through, you know, to say howdy. This ends with a Day of the Dead. So we've got 90 seconds left, dude.
All right.
So Spirit Therapy on Monday evenings at 7 p.m. with Nicole Tomasini. And please don't forget to go on over and check out the fragrant memories of our ancestors. We've got essential oil blends indigenous to culture and flower essence companions for so many cultures at daughtersofisis.com. Please go visit us. We have a lot to offer. Anything you got to add, Nick?
No, that's it. Spirit Therapy on Monday. It will be a continuation of this week's with developing psychic abilities. Very
oh, wow.
popular topic.
Very cool.
So we're
going to
keep going.
Very
yeah.
cool. I think I'll be listening. Great.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is the consciousness shift. Actually, I listened to them all on the backside. That is consciousness shift for this week. Thank you for listening and being with us or listening in archive. This is Gwen Berry and my friend Nicole Tomasini up in New York. Hi, bye, Nick.
Hi, bye. Peace and love, everyone.
Yeah, and kindness, always kindness.
And kindness to yourself and others.
There you go.